With the wind blowing and temperatures dropping, a few students pitch tents in the early afternoon outside of Emmons Auditorium. Tickets will not be available for students until 7 a.m., but they're here anyway because they're worried about tickets selling out. Ball State student Mitch Robinson says, despite the weather, he thinks camping out will be a memorable experience and worth it to see Letterman speak.
I remember hearing stories. I'm only a junior, but I remember hearing stories of the massive crowd that was here the last time I was here with Oprah, so I can only imagine what it's going to be this time around.
Ball State student Sophie Gordon says the reason she came to the university was because of the speakers Letterman brings, and she wanted to camp out to be sure she got a good seat.
I planned really poorly for dealing with the cold. At first, I was just out here in my jacket, and so I texted some friends and hoped that they took pity on me, so they brought me some blankets and gloves, but I don't have a tent, and I guess I'm just going to brave the cold weather.
After the university's announcement on Wednesday evening, students who plan to camp out had little time to prepare. This is Letterman's first visit to his alma mater since 2012. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.